historic railway was constructed to haul gold and silver from the San Juan Mountains, a rugged range in the Colorado Rockies. Today, the Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad continues to provide year-round train service, but solely for passengers, not freight. While much has changed in the state over the last century, the scenery and the trains have pretty much stayed the same.
The fire, when it's going real hard, you got to feed a lot of coal, so it's almost like it's eating. It gets real thirsty, so it drinks a lot of water. It uses about 12,000 gallons of water on a round trip. So, in a way, they are kind of like a creature. So,
wildlife, flowing rivers, and glacier-capped mountains are among the many attractions that draw an estimated 200,000 passengers a year. For tourists like Lyndall Turner and Terrence Cann, it's the history of the train, a time machine of sorts, that amazes them.
Well, it kind of puts you back in the past, really. I mean, because basically this hasn't changed since the 1800s.
I think it's the romance of it, isn't it? The power, the steam train really evokes a feeling of power and strength. You can see the whole thing is more muscular.
Engineer Steve Otten sees the railroad as a symbol of pride, representing a piece of yesteryear with visions for the future.
It's a great piece of history of our country, and my father and my grandfather, well, my grandfather used to work for the railroad, and my father and I and my brothers used to watch it run through the valley when I was a kid. I'd like to see my children's children see it run also.
John Belmont, The Associated Press.